Item 5, Columbia Gas of Virginia, docket number 18-0886. Sir Ebersole, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Columbia Gas of Virginia requests authorization to temporarily impact 1,624 square feet of non-vegetated tidal wetland to expose and perform repair work on an existing 24-inch diameter natural gas transmission line, to temporarily impact 750 square feet of vegetated tidal wetland with the installation of timber matting for access, and to install by directional bore method a 2-inch diameter conduit containing one fiber optics line parallel to the existing transmission line and a minimum 5 feet beneath approximately 110 linear feet of Proctor's Creek. The project requires both a subaqueous and wetlands permit. Projects in Chesterfield County, see here the town, the city of Richmond at the top of the box, city of Petersburg, projects located just outside the town of Chester. Here's the James River off to the west side. A little closer view, the red indicates the gas line easement and the access route. The topo drawing, you can see the gas line coming down and following the red. That's the right-of-way where the access to come down to do the work here in the wetlands around Proctor's Creek and to bore beneath Proctor's Creek. This is the Dominion's Chesterfield Power Station here, just for reference. Columbia Gas ran a routine pipeline inspection program using a smart pig, and it revealed an area of insufficient cover over the transmission line. A follow-up visual inspection of the area showed a lot of ATV tracks and traffic over the transmission line at that point. Due to those circumstances, the applicant's required to make a visual inspection of the pipeline to see if any repairs are warranted. The applicant's proposing to access the pipeline by installing temporary timber matting through non-tidal wetlands and through 750 square feet of vegetated tidal wetlands. Following the installation of the matting and a cofferdam, approximately 1,624 square feet of non-vegetated tidal wetlands will be excavated so they can visually inspect the pipeline. Following the inspection, an articulated concrete mat will be laid down over top of the transmission line to give it extra protection, and then the wetland substrate will be added back and restored. The original contours will be restored. Once that's done, then they want to install by directional bore a conduit to hold a fiber optics line, which can be used in the future to aid with routine inspections of the line. Here's a closer view of the easement. Comes down through non-tidal wetlands. Note this area here. This is where the excavated material will be stored on uplands out of all wetland. They'll mat down through the wetlands to this area right next to tidal or through Proctor's Creek where they'll perform the work. Here's a closer plan view. You see the timber matting coming down. They'll cross vegetated tidal wetlands here between mean high and mean low, which is out in this area. This is the area, you can see the gas line that comes down. It's the dashed gray line. This is the area where we'll excavate and then visually inspect the transmission line. And then they'll install the matting over top of it. Once they do that, they're going to drop back here and directional bore the 2-inch conduit that will go parallel to the line. It will come across this section of Proctor's Creek. It will continue down where it will cross a second section of Proctor's Creek and exit the tidal wetlands and exit out here on the upland. Here's a cross section showing the directional bore will be a minimum 5 feet beneath this section and this section of Proctor's Creek, totaling about 110 linear feet. Here's a ground shot provided by the applicant. The yellow pipes indicate the alignment of the pipeline. It's crossing under the tidal wetlands in this area here. This is a representative area where they'll be excavating. This is the easement back up toward the upland that they'll use. They'll map through this with the timber matting. Here's another view of the non-vegetated wetland looking up the easement. And this is a view of Proctor's Creek. Transmission line runs beneath the creek and comes up this way toward the power station. And this is where the line will be bored 5 feet beneath Proctor's Creek. The temporary impacts to both vegetated and non-vegetated wetlands require a VMRC wetland permit because Chesterfield County has not adopted the wetland zoning ordinance. The directional bore beneath Proctor's Creek requires a subaqueous permit for encroachment beneath state-owned submerged land. The applicants minimize wetland impacts to the furthest extent possible through the use of matting. They have limited access, so they have to come down this easement and through the wetlands to access the line. The proposed mats are intended to add protection to both the vegetation and the substrate, and the applicant has proposed to restore all temporary impacts to the wetlands once they're complete. Habitat Management held a public hearing last Thursday here in the office. No public comment was taken, and the Virginia Institute of Marine Science has reviewed the application, and they recommend a time of year restriction from February 15 through June 30 to protect anadromous fish. However, if the cofferdams are in place before the time of year restriction, then work can continue in the dry. Staff recommends the following permit conditions to minimize impacts to existing natural resources and ensure that the appropriate wetland restoration is achieved following the completion of the project. 1, all areas of state-owned bottom and adjacent lands disturbed by the activity shall be restored to their original contours and natural conditions within 30 days from the date of completion of the authorized work. All excess material should be removed to an upland site and contained in a manner to prevent its re-entry into state waters. 2, erosion and sediment control measures shall be in conformance with the 1992 third edition of the Virginia Erosion Sediment Control Handbook and shall be employed throughout the construction. 3, VMRC staff shall be notified within 30 days of the completion of the project to schedule a post-construction site visit to determine if wetland planting is needed. And the applicant agrees to follow the inadvertent release contingency plan, which we received on June 4th, for the installation of the fiber optic line beneath Proctor's Creek. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A and 28.2-1302 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project with the above referenced conditions and the time of year restriction for any wind in-stream work not contained within cofferdams from February 15 through June 30. Staff feels that there's no compensation necessary for the temporary wetland impacts, and we recommend a one-time royalty assessment in the amount of $330 for encroachment of the fiber optics cable beneath 110 linear feet of Proctor's Creek. The applicant's agent is here. I'm Willie. I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Any questions by members of the commission?
No, sir.
Okay, you said the applicant is here or their agent?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to come forward? Would you raise your right hand? Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, except for God. Can you state your name for the record, please? I'm sorry? Okay. Anything you'd like to say to the commission or?
No, Mr. Eversole did an excellent job of explaining it. The one thing I would add is that this is work that was required by SEC because of the transmission status of this line. So Columbia Gas has been required to go out and to do this type of improvement on all of their transmission lines in the state of Virginia.
Okay. That transmission line ultimately going to Dutch Gap?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any questions by members of the commission? Okay, thank you. This is a public hearing. Anyone else in support of this matter? Does anyone out there object to this issue? Seeing none, the matters are before the commission. And keep in mind there are two separate issues that we're undertaking. We can undertake the first because Chesterfield is not has not adopted or had adopted and forfeited, I guess, or not reenacted. They are never adopted the wetlands ordinance. So the first matter I'd like to vote on is the wetlands permit. Can I get a motion to Mr. Tankard?
Move to approve the wetlands permit necessary for this project.
Is there a second to the motion? Second. Seconded by Dr. Neal. Further discussion on the wetlands aspect of it. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The next item is the subaqueous permit. Chair will entertain a motion pertaining to the subaqueous permit.
I move to approve the subaqueous permit with the conditions referenced in the staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Tanker pertaining to the subaqueous aspect of the matter. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries on both permits. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. You next? You got another one?